Hello, this is Steve Bailey, here to deliver to you an abridged episode of Hard-Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Now, I thought I'd do something a little different today. Rather than blather on with my opinions about Laurel and Hardy's movies, I thought I would let you know of some audio sources of Laurel and Hardy and let you do the homework for them. Now, if that sounds a little rude of me, I hope it doesn't, but I think it's homework that you're really going to enjoy. So get your pen and paper ready, and I'll give you the information and where you can find it. Now, if this is not news to any of you, please forgive me for the repetition, but I'm a Laurel and Hardy completist, or at least I try to be. And I want to make sure that all possible sources of their comedy get out to everybody. And some people may not be familiar with these. All of the things I'm going to mention can be found on YouTube. And rather than give you detailed URLs that you'll have to pay attention to and write down very closely, I'll simply give you the titles under which you can find these things on YouTube. First off, let me start with a couple of somber things, although they are interesting. There are two interviews with Stan Laurel from the 1950s that are available on YouTube. Audio only, although they provide pictures and visuals. They were both, one I believe was a radio show, another one was simply a recording. But the first one is from 1957, I believe it was a radio show called Turning Point, hosted by a man named Art Friedman. And he interviewed Stan Laurel at his California apartment exactly 1 week after Oliver Hardy had died. And as you can imagine, Stan sounds pretty somber on it. But he is quite a wide-ranging interview. It lasts 74 minutes. So you might want to devote plan to devote some time to it, but covers a variety of topics, including Hardy's death, of course, and then many other things related to Laurel and Hardy and to Laurel's history, and very worthwhile to listen to. You can find that under the title Stan Laurel 1957 Interview at YouTube. And the second one is a lot shorter, but it is also an interview that Stan Laurel did with an actor and writer named Tony Thomas. And that was done in 1959. This one I'm referencing is only 8.5 minutes. But very interesting to hear Stan talk about his personal history. And as I said with the first one, it is very somber. So that will kind of surprise you. Of course, most comedians, when they're away from the stage or the camera, are not the same type of crazy personalities that they usually are. So it's understandable. But again, it's an interesting peek behind the curtain looking at Stan Laurel. You can find that under the title 1959 Stan Laurel Interview with Tony Thomas. Okay, now here are a lot more fun entries, three of them that are very enjoyable. First off, as you may or may not know, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy took a trip to England in 1932 that was sort of a paid vacation / publicity stunt. It was mildly supposed to promote their work at the Hal Roach Studios, but it ended up being such a mob scene. They hadn't realized that, you know, they'd been making these movies for about 5 years now, and they knew they were popular. They knew they were celebrities of a sort, but they didn't know how wide-ranging the Laurel and Hardy mania was until they made this trip to England and were mobbed everywhere. And you can see in newsreel footage of the time how the hordes of crowds would come to see them. By the way, when I talk about these YouTube things, I'm not referring to any film clips. I'm going to do a separate segment on that of rare Laurel and Hardy film clips that you can find on YouTube. This is strictly the audio and radio stuff. So anyway, at one point, Laurel and Hardy took it upon themselves to make a short recording, about 10 minutes, as sort of a thank you for their fans. It was originally issued as a record that was titled simply Hal Roach and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Present Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. But the sketch is a lot more fun than the title sounds. starts out with Hardy introducing himself and then Stan sort of sneaking into the proceedings, and then they go back and forth. It was a sketch that Stan actually wrote while they were waiting for the recording equipment to be set up. And I did a previous segment on Laurel and Hardy biographies. There is one written by John McCabe that's quite wonderful called The Comedy World of Stan Laurel that contains all sorts of scripts that he wrote. And it contains the script for this as well. So if you happen to find that book, you can read it out read it for yourself, but it's very entertaining to listen to. And you can find that under the title Laurel and Hardy in London, 1932. The last two things I'm going to talk about are a couple of interesting radio shows. I'll bet you may not have known that Laurel and Hardy had a stab at radio in the 1940s. And here are their entries. The first one is from 1943. It was actually part of not an American radio cities. It was for a radio show that was to be sent out to American soldiers abroad to listen to. And the show was called Mail Call. And it was actually hosted by Lucille Ball, who was B starlet at the time. Obviously, she was a few years away from being the headliner of I Love Lucy. But it's interesting that she hosted the show. And the recordings that I've found on YouTube, and you may end up proving me wrong, the recordings I've found end up cutting off that first 15 minutes or so, or 5 minutes, where she introduces them and actually talks to Laurel and Hardy, has a little bit of byplay with them for about a minute before their sketch starts. But the main part of the sketch is a piece that, again, Stan wrote called The Marriage of Stan Laurel. And, again, Stan wrote this himself. And Stan and Ollie portray their usual characters. Patsy Moran plays the intended bride of Stan. And good old Edgar Kennedy plays the Justice of the Peace. And it's fun to listen to, especially there's one particular blooper. Kennedy always seems to come up with the bloopers. He had one in their movie Perfect Day. And here he answers the door before the doorbell actually sounds, which causes Hardy to chuckle on camera. In any case, it's a fun sketch. You can find that under the title, The Marriage of Stan Laurel. And lastly, you may not have known that Laurel and Hardy actually did a pilot for a radio show. It was intended to be aired on NBC, and the premise of it was that Stan and Ollie would do a different job every week. Well, it never got beyond the pilot stage, but the pilot, again, is pretty interesting. It's a sketch in which Stan and Ollie work for a poultry market, and they go to make a chicken delivery and are mistaken for a pair of hired killers. And besides being available on YouTube, you can also find it for free downloading at a site called Internet Archive. If you're interested in that, go to archive.org and look up Laurel and Hardy, Mr. Slater's Poultry Market. And you can download it there. If you simply want to listen to it, look it up under the same title on YouTube. I hope that has given you some interesting things to listen to regarding Laurel and Hardy. And that's about it for this segment. I'll do my usual plugs, which will probably take longer than the actual show did, but please bear with me. I have a Facebook page devoted to this podcast with the same title as the podcast, Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. And the cover page of that Facebook page gives you the URLs of all the venues where this podcast is available, including Google Play, Overcast, Stitcher, and especially Anchor, the parent website that hosts this podcast. And it also lists the URL of the podcast's website, which it has a website, by golly. And lastly, I would like to plug my Laurel and Hardy website of 18 years, in which I documented my reviews of Laurel and Hardy team movies, Laurel and Hardy biographies, interviews with Laurel and Hardy biographers, and sundry other things that should keep Laurel and Hardy enthusiasts entertained for hours on end. You can find that at the URL leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's just like the title of their movie, Leave Em Laughing. It's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, There are 18 episodes prior to this one that I hope you will indulge in. And if you have anything to say about the podcast, good or bad, please feel free to email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. I thank you very much for listening. I hope you will subscribe to this podcast if you have not already. I can't say that I do it on regular broadcast dates, but I don't have enough stuff to say that's worthy of waiting an entire week to do it, so I usually just put them out as I think of it. So that means I usually put out two or three a week because I'm so long-winded. Anyway, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please do subscribe. And if you're listening to it on iTunes, please leave a star rating and or a review. That always helps. And thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.